Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Family Life Hometowns, a chance to get to know the stories behind the cities, towns, villages, and burgs that make up the Family Life listening area. We take a look at their history and learn what makes them special. Today, we spotlight the town and village of Mount Morris, New York. Located in western Livingston County, less than an hour's drive south of Rochester, the first European settlers arrived on the scene around 1784 in what was originally known as Allen's Hill. Then it was Richmond Hill, before eventually being named for financier, lawmaker, and founding father Robert Morris, whose signature is on both the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. The town's current population is around 4,000. Mount Morris, originally part of the town of Leicester, lies along the Genesee River, which flows northward from Pennsylvania to Lake Ontario. Water was key in Mount Morris's development, not only the river itself, but the Genesee Valley Canal as well. Now, if you had to boil Mount Morris down to its three best-known features, it would likely be a dam, a park, and a pledge. We begin with the very popular Letchworth State Park. The Grand Canyon of the East, comprised of over 14,000 acres, stretches between Livingston and Wyoming counties, a 17-mile-long stretch of striking natural beauty along the Genesee River, drawing tourists from the Northeast and beyond. It bears the name of Buffalo industrialist William Pryor Letchworth. In 1906, he bequeathed 1,000 acres to the state, and that formed the core of the park of today, famed for its deep canyons, spectacular fall foliage, and a trio of scenic waterfalls. In 2020, it topped a list of best state parks in America. Hand in hand with the parkland is the majestic Mount Morris Dam. Looking to do something about periodic serious floods which impacted the Genesee River Valley and the city of Rochester, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, fulfilling the Congressional Flood Control Act, began construction in 1948 on the Mount Morris Dam, the largest concrete dam east of the Mississippi River. They finished in 1952. Adjacent to Letchworth Park, it controls the flow along the Genesee. Now, many assume that enormous structure also churns out megawatts of hydropower. But not so, says Corps of Engineers Ranger Tom Wenzel.
Doesn't really do much good for why we were built. And also, we have what's called the 1989 Genesee River Act, which basically takes the Scenic Rivers Act and applies it to this 17-mile section of gorge, and you wouldn't have beautiful Letchworth State Park anymore if we had a big lake backed up for power generation. So that act was passed specifically to make sure that we weren't going to retrofit this dam for power generation.
The Corps of Engineers estimates that the Mount Morris Dam, which cost $25 million to build, has saved over $1 billion in flood damage over the years. Not a bad return on investment. It truly proved its mettle in 1972 during Hurricane Agnes, holding its ground as the waters rose to within 4 feet of the top of its 230-foot-tall structure. Its visitor center is a popular spot with tourists. Now, even if you're not familiar with the natural beauty of Mount Morris, you're almost certainly familiar with the work of one of its most famous sons, Francis Bellamy, who penned the words recited by American schoolchildren every morning for decades. Bellamy, whose family moved to Rome, New York when he was 5 years old, went on to become a Baptist preacher, studying theology at the University of Rochester. Years later, his travels brought him to Massachusetts, where in 1892, as part of a patriotism campaign in American schools, he penned the pledge. It included the hand-over-heart gesture, which became known as the Bellamy Salute. But despite being a preacher, his version did not include the words under God. Those were added later by an Illinois attorney named Albert Bowman in 1948, an addition eventually made official by a joint resolution of Congress in 1954. So whether for the Pledge of Allegiance, its mighty life-saving dam, or the undeniable beauty of one of America's favorite state parks, there's no shortage of things to like about Mount Morris, New York. You've been listening to Family Life Hometowns, a look at the cities, towns, villages, and burgs that make up the Family Life listening area. Please join us again next time at this same time for another edition of Family Life Hometowns.